In a letter to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, a Foxconn executive says the company employed more than 550 full-time people in Wisconsin last year. That meets the threshold for tax credits, but because Foxconn's plans have changed dramatically, state officials have said the company won't be issued tax credits until its contract is amended. State Representative Gordon Hintz is on the WEDC board.
The reality is that it really doesn't matter. I mean, they can fulfill the paperwork, but, without addressing that, I think it's hard to say that, they'll be eligible for any resources right now.
An independent auditor will review Foxconn's jobs report. The review is expected to be finished May 16th. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.